In the past, we've talked on this show about the fact that people of color will become a majority by 2055 in the United States. And that number is according to the Pew Research Center. But in recent years, some writers and academics have been asking this provocative question. Will Latinos in the United States increasingly consider themselves as white? Professor Richard Alba, a sociologist at the City University of New York, says yes. He wrote a controversial article called The Likely Persistence of a White Majority. And Alba does offer a disclaimer in the article that this does not apply to Afro-Latinos who are likelier to identify as Black on census forms. But Alba says that the data is showing that overall Latinos are increasingly self-identifying as white. On the other side of the debate is Professor Cristina Mora, who's a sociologist at the University of California, Berkeley. And she wrote an extensive critique of Alba's piece. And because identity continues to play a huge role in our democracy, it's an important question to ask. Will most Latinos in the future see themselves as people of color, as white, or is the answer more nuanced? Professor Richard Alba, Professora Cristina Mora, welcome to Latino USA.
It's great to be here.
Thanks very much.
So, Richard, why do you think that whiteness will increasingly include more Latinos?
Because we see more Latinos integrating into a white mainstream. And in particular, they're intermarrying at fairly robust rates with whites. And we also know that their children have very high marriage rates with whites, which suggests that they've grown up in a world where they have felt integrated with whites.
Cristina?
I think that social mobility however you want to define integration is not identity. As much as you still have social mobility amongst Latinos on one end and other groups on one end, you still have rampant discrimination and racialization on the other end. And I think that that has historically characterized Latinos. There are some that are certainly passing. There are some that are certainly at the top level. There are a lot, and many would argue a lot more, that have faced discrimination, racialized, and are stymied at the bottom level. But that's just the characteristics of this group. It doesn't mean it's on the way to being white. It just means that that is what it is.
Just give us some context. Has this happened before? Groups going from non-white to white?
In the middle of the 20th century, there were immigrants from Southern and Eastern Europe who could be described as problematically white. They weren't viewed as equal to other whites. As part of a kind of process of social uplift and integration following World War II, these groups really became fully white. So we know this can happen, that this label is stretchable.
I don't think that the story is that neat and easily unfolded. In fact, there are a lot of historical texts that show that, for example, Italians and Eastern Europeans were, for all intents and purposes, actually white. Their citizenship was never questioned. They weren't mass rounded up and deported in mass numbers. That doesn't mean that there weren't instances of discrimination, that there weren't certain institutional settings where they weren't allowed. But to say that they weren't considered white, for many historians, is just simply not the best representation of race relations in America.
We're going to stop for a moment to fit these pieces together because this stuff can get a little heady. For Richard, history provides an example of how groups that were once sort of problematically white slowly became accepted as white. And since Latinos are marrying white people at higher rates, Richard says they might eventually be perceived as white. But Cristina disagrees with Richard on both counts. She says that while groups like Italians did face prejudice, they were still within the broad umbrella of whiteness. And she's also not convinced that Latino intermarriage is going to lead to them fully becoming white either. So, Cristina, in the 2010 census, the majority of Latinos, in fact, 53%, identified as white. So if you say that Latinos aren't becoming white, why, in fact, are they identifying that way? I mean, is it because there's just no other way on the census to identify as Latino, non-Black, and non-white?
No, I think the Latinos becoming white is a more complex argument the way Richard has laid it out. But that's part of it. Latinos are checking the white box because there's no better option. They say, I'm not Black, I'm not Asian, I'm not Native American. I guess this is what I am. Two, Latinos come from many different countries in which, you know, they might have seen themselves as no soy negro, soy blanco. And so blanco is translated into white. You know, third, it might be historical precedents. In many places, you know, Latinos have been categorized as whites much longer than they've been categorized distinctly as Hispanic. One of my favorite studies on this looks at, you know, an incredibly high number of Mexicans checking white in the Central Valleys of Texas, places with deep poverty, deep systemic racism. And when researchers went out, they interpreted as, you know, I check white because I'm American, because I was born here.
I mean, I wonder whether or not there is that sense, which is Americans are white. And if I'm becoming more American, I'm going to check that box. I mean,
I would say this. We know from a study that was done in the Census Bureau of the same people in 2000 and 2010, and a surprising number of people show up as Hispanic and white on one census and non-Hispanic white on the other census. So surely there are people who check that white box who do think that they are partly white. And that number is increasing because of the robust intermarriage that's now taking place in the United States.
I want to move into a delicate question around, as if these weren't, around the issue of whiteness and conservative politics.
Yeah.
Okay.
So leading up to the 2016 election, the Pew Research Center found that bilingual or Spanish-dominant Latinos voted Democrat at much higher rates than English-dominant Latinos. I mean, if Latinos are viewing themselves as whiter for whatever reason, and clearly the jury is still out on that, but if that's happening, do you think that they might start voting more and more conservative?
It's hard. Where I see the Latino Republican angle emerging is much more on the cultural issues, on abortion, on gay marriage, things of the sort, in large part because Latinos tend to be more religious. I think a class identity also matters here. I think that there are these cultural issues that also are at play here as well.
I agree with you. As people kind of get integrated into what is still a white-dominated mainstream, their ethnic racial identity becomes less powerful in determining things like their political attitudes. Hence, other kinds of characteristics that they have can loom larger, like where they live, their religious ideas. And there's an analogy here again, the Catholic ethnics, who had some of the same conservative religious ideas. They were once heavily Democratic in their votes. As they kind of became more mainstream, their political loyalty shifted. And I think something similar could happen for Latinos. Now, the big question, how does all this anti-Latino rhetoric feed into political decisions? I agree that it could lead some people to re-emphasize a Latino identity for politics.
So, Cristina, what do you think this rhetoric against Latinos does? I mean, is it going to push Latinos to identify as white, or is it going to push them to double down on their Latino identity?
I'm sure some will definitely want to opt in, just like they have historically. There's always been a group that can pass into it. That's not anything new. But what's also not new is that Latinos are continuously racialized as other and as different. And even one's best effort to say that they have money, education, or whatnot doesn't mean entrance into the group per se.
Put aside whether or not Latinos identify as white, do the both of you think that the very idea of whiteness will ever be less central to the conversation in our country?
No.
You don't think so?
Because it's not just a category. It is a label that is attached to a hierarchy that has survived since the birth of the nation, for which the nation moves on and understands itself in relation to.
I think it's possible that it's going to start changing because, at least in some parts of the country, what we understand as the mainstream society is really becoming more diverse as a consequence of socioeconomic mobility, as a consequence of social mixing. You know, again, I think about the white ethnic. So it wasn't just that they became more white. What had been a white Christian, i.e. Protestant mainstream throughout American history, became a Judeo-Christian mainstream as Asians, Latinos, in a more limited degree, African-Americans integrate into these kind of mainstream situations. It's going to be hard to keep thinking that this is all white. I think a kind of multicultural mainstream is going to be emerge in some parts of the country.
Richard Alba, professor at the City University of New York, and Cristina Mora, professor at the University of California at Berkeley. Thank you so much for joining me on Latino USA.
Very great to be here.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.